It's Texaco's Star Theater Time from Coast to Coast, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
So swift my song will fly.
The sun is faces, the joyous notes they wing across the sky.
The blue and
and in the music of love that I am bringing, may there be an echo to fill the night with singing. Oh, let me bring your music from within.
Texaco dealers from coast to coast welcome you to the 1946 Texaco Star Theater, bringing up the curtain on a half hour of friendly fun and music with James Melton, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman and the orchestra, the Lynn Murray Singers, and a return trip over the Niagara Falls of nonsense with one of radio's best-loved characters in the world of comedy, Ed Wynn, the Fire Chief. And this is John Reed King with a timely tip on cold weather care for your car. Don't neglect seeing your Texaco dealer for a special midwinter checkup and regular Texaco care. James Melton.
Thank you, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a sort of an old-fashioned country boy streak in me. That is, I still like to stop and talk about the weather. Well, I don't know how things are out your way, but this past week has been all seasons rolled into one around here. Makes me think of a little verse I heard somewhere. Can't recall the author, but it goes like this. What a downright pesky thing this winter weather is. It snew and it blew, and then it threw, and now, by jing, it frizz. So maybe this song is more appropriate than it seems. Boys and girls of the chorus, join me now in a happy hit tune. June is busting out all over.
June is busting out again.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June, 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 just because it's June, June, June.
Fresh and alive and gay and young, June is the love song sweetly sung.
March went out like a lion, of whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And proud of doubt and Thomas's, was predicting that the summer'd never come.
Well, it's coming by gum, you can feel it come.
You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground. You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill.
Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June,
June, June, June,
just because it's 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 June.
Oh,
Showboat was welcomed back to Broadway with tears, cheers, and laughter. And when a 19-year-old musical can evoke so much pleasure, then its melodies must surely have played a great part in its success. And now Anna Mary and I hope that you'll approve our choice of a Showboat song this evening, Why Do I Love You?
I'm walking on the seventh heaven, there's more than seven, my heart discovered. In this sweet, improbable, and unreal world, finding you has given me my ideal world.
Serious note in our program, a note struck by our famous oracle of the opera, that heedless horseman of lisping librettos. And here he is, Edwin Clarkey.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, James. Say, James, the strangest thing happened today.
Really?
A cowboy and a cowgirl got married in Wyoming.
Is that so? Well, what's so strange about that, Chief?
Well, that's the first Western Union in 3 days. I just made that up, you know.
I should have known better than to ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chief, that musical story, what are you going to describe tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to do an opera, Jane.
An opera?
Yeah, I wanted to do an operetta. But on account of the telephone strike, I couldn't find any operettas, you see. I'm making these up, you know, just as I go along. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll describe William Tell in 3 acts, James.
Well, that's wonderful, Chief. A little William Tell music, please.
Yes, oh. I'd like that. Now, listen, James.
Yeah?
Here's the story of the opera. In 1857, William Tell was born in Switzerland on account of the beautiful scenery which is there.
I see.
Now, William Tell, you know... William Tell took so many vitamins, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, that he looked like H. Wait. Now, in the first act, William Tell meets a very fat woman. He said to the woman, I am William Tell, the archer. She says, oh, I shoot too. I shoot from the hip. And he says, what, from way out there? He did you hear some of these, really? Then he says to her, he says, are you married? Very seriously, you know. And she says, well, I was to be married, but I couldn't get married. She said, I knew so on account of my trousseau. My trousseau wouldn't do so because my torso had grew so. That was one I wanted you to wait for, you see. Anyhow, all this conversation kind of befuddles William Tell. But he looks at her and he notices for the first time that she really has a very peculiar figure. Where her figure goes in, it should come out, you know. And where it comes out, it should have stayed where it was. Well, anyhow, she starts yodeling. She starts yodeling. It's a Swiss opera, you know, James.
Yes, I know.
And he says, did you ever enter a yodeling contest? She says, no, but I once entered a hog-calling contest, but I lost. And he says, well, maybe it's because you didn't run as fast as the other hog. This makes them sweethearts, he says. So they get married. But after they're married, he cannot stand her nagging. And he says to her one day, he says, I'm leaving. And if I'm not home in 3 days, you'll know I've gone someplace. So she watches. And she sees him returning and decides to scare him. And at the finish of the first act, Jim, she disguises herself as the devil. And as William opens the door, she turns out the light, and in a funny voice, just to scare him, she says, I am the devil! And William says, then you ought to know me. I married your sister. Really, James, the second act is delightful.
Yes, I know.
William Tell, in the second act, William Tell now has a 20-year-old son.
Yes?
The son has a very funny-looking formation between his two ears. It's his face. Anyhow, he calls on the young lady and they decide to get married. It's raining outside anyhow, you see. So William Tell, he wants to get them a blanket for a wedding present. So he goes to an Indian woman whom he knows, and he speaks to her in Indian language. This is a beautiful scene, Jane.
Yes.
William says to the Indian woman, long time no see. Where is husband who is such a good carpenter? And the Indian woman says, long time no saw. Now, William, you'll have to laugh faster. So William says, remember when you and I, when we were children, we used to play on a teeter-totter? And the Indian woman says, long time no seesaw. That's part of the other one, you know. Then William says, where is your father who raised pigs? And the Indian woman says, long time no sow. Well, William gets mad at this last crack, you see, and he steals the blanket, but he's arrested. This is interesting. The judge says, are you guilty? And I second to answer. William Tell says, I cannot answer. And the judge says, oh, I'm awfully sorry. But a box of Snickers to that gentleman on the lower floor. Now, then the judge says, I will not put you in prison, William, if you will shoot an apple off your own son's head. And William says, judge, I love my son. Let me shoot it off my wife's head. Now look, James, the third act is most interesting. William Tell is now in prison.
Yes.
He's been practicing shooting apples all day, but he keeps missing.
Yes.
The apples are all green, and he can't shoot for sour apples. Well, he is frantic. He even jumps into a suitcase. He's trying to get a grip on himself. Now, the judge, you know. Are you following all these, James?
Yes, I'm right with you.
All right. The judge enters the cell. The judge says, William, the apple you shoot tomorrow must be smaller than your son's head. And this makes William Tell very nervous, because it'll be the first time he ever tried to shoot a crab apple. Well, the next scene is the day of the shooting. And the boy, you must listen to this, James.
Yes, I will.
You're not doing anything,
no,
are you?
No.
All right. Listen, the next scene is the day of the shooting. The boy notices for the first time that his father is cross-eyed. He has what they call A&P grocery store eyes. When one eye looks at the Atlantic, the other looks at the Pacific. Well, this is so nerve-wracking that it gives the boy safe by the stand. What a scene this is, James. You actually see a cross-eyed father with a bow and arrow trying to shoot a crab apple off the head of a son who has St. Vitus tennis. Honestly, William very, very carefully places the apple, then he walks slowly around his son's head. It seems whenever he's nervous, he likes to take a walk around the block. Well, William... oh, some of these are weights, you know. William aims his arrow. Just as he does that, a little worm in the apple sticks his head out of a hole and says, "This is where I came in." William hits the apple, and he is a free man, and at the finish of the opera, James, we see William Tell and his son Robert Tell leaving Switzerland.
Yes.
They go to America, where they become famous, and they are now known as the American Tell and Tell.
Thank you, Chief. And don't go rushing off to a conflagration, because we want you right here. Yes, the fire chief does have a unique slant on operas, but most of us, including Edwin, have a sincere appreciation of real opera music. And so I should like to sing one of the most familiar opera arias, the Harlequin Serenade from Pagliacci.
Chiamando e sospirando aspetta il poverino. La tua faccetta mostra mi ch'io vo baciare senza il darà. La tua boccuccia amor mi crucia mi sta tormentando. Oh, Colombina, chiudi mi il finestrin che ne vicin di te chiamando e sospirando il povero Alechino.
And now, Anna Mary, are you still in a reminiscent mood?
Yes, Jimmy, but my song isn't quite as old as the one we sang from Showboat. I'd like to go back about 10 years to the musical Babes in Arms. And the song is a well-remembered Where or When. It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. You're wearing
James?
Yes.
Who is that chap standing there?
Why, Chief, that's John Reed King, J.R.K.
Oh, he can't be that. He looks like a perfect gentleman to me.
Well, he is. He is a perfect gentleman, yes, and he's going to speak now.
I'll listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tank full of the new 1946 Fire Chief brings your car up to date on gasoline power and action. A get-up-and-go action that stands out in this age of power.
Sounds like a commercial to me.
Fire Chief Gasoline is packed with quick starting power that gives you fast action on cold mornings.
Isn't that remarkable?
Fire Chief Gasoline is packed with amazing pickup power that gives you speedy action on engine warm-ups.
He fascinates me.
Fire Chief Gasoline is packed with astonishing cruising power that gives you wonderfully smooth action on the highways and in traffic.
Think of that.
Fill your car up with it, Chief.
Oh, I'm not interested. Somebody stole my car anyhow. But I know who stole it.
Oh, you're crazy,
Chief.
What
do you mean?
If you know who stole your car, why don't you get it back?
Well, I'm waiting for the man to put a new set of tires on it, you darn fool.
Come on, man, get it back.
Why?
Folks, Texaco's new, mighty, better-than-ever Fire Chief gasoline gives you power and action. Fire Chief power, Fire Chief action. Get them both for your car.
What's the name of the gasoline you're trying to sell? What is it?
Fire Chief gasoline!
Well, why beat around the bush? Why don't you come right out with it, for heaven's sake?
Just drive in at your Texaco dealers and fill her up with Texaco's great new, better than ever Fire Chief gasoline.
Well, I'll stick to my horse. You don't know how to sell gasoline anyway.
No? Well, how would you do it?
Would you really like me to show you?
Yes.
I'll show you what I call good commercial. Ladies and gentlemen. Even that's good. Take a bucket of Texaco gasoline and pour it over your left shoulder. That Fire Chief spilled backwards.
As I told you earlier this evening, perhaps it was just a sort of a nostalgia that prompted the songs you've heard tonight. And if so, I'd like to cling to that feeling just a little longer for another number. It's always a favorite.
I got my trouble and know, but sure as I know, the general. I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes a race to fall. I'll never know.
Like a big night for Texaco Star Theater next Sunday with Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman in the orchestra, the Ben Murray singers, yes, and the fire chief will be on hand too.
Ah, yes, opera on the
head. Yes, the chief's own version of Romeo and Juliet, and we will bring you music. Until then, this is faithfully yours, James Melton, saying now good night and see you Sunday.
Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.